And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 10th of January. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected northwest France 1015 by 1800 Friday. High Bailey 1018 expected Fair Isle 1025 by same time. Low Fisher 999 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, 40s. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Viking and 40s, and 3 at first elsewhere. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, veering northeast 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northeast German Bight. Cyclonic becoming northerly 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest German Bight, Humber, Thames. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, variable 4 at first in Portland, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwesterly 3 to 5 in northwest, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Occasion southeast 4 to 6 in Lundy, but elsewhere cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northeast veering southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain, moderate or poor. Rockall, southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest. Fair then rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin Hebrides, northeast 3 to 5, veering southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, variable 4 at first in north, otherwise southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle Faroes, northerly 5 or 6 at first in east Fair Isle, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, backing southerly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 30 miles, 1017, now falling. Stornoway, north by east 3, 6 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north by west 5, heavy rain and snow, 2 miles, 1014, rising. Wick Automatic, north by west 3, 12 miles, 1015, rising. Aberdeen, northwest 4, heavy rain and snow, 4 miles, 1014, rising. Lucas, west-northwest 2, 35 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Boomer, west-northwest 5, 19 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 4, 1014, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 5, 11 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1018, rising more slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1018, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 2, more than 27 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, southeast 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east 2, 6 miles, 1017, now falling. Aberporth, east 2, 22 miles, 1,017, now falling. Valley, east-southeast 1, 16 miles, 1,017, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, south 2, 9 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Valentia, east 3, 27 miles, 1,011, falling. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 1, 16 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Malin Head, northeast by north 3, 24 miles, 1,016, steady. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 32 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The general situation: a cold northerly airflow with wintry showers initially affecting eastern waters will weaken as high pressure builds from the west across the United Kingdom, bringing a quieter spell of weather with lighter winds for most areas. However, weakening fronts will edge into the far west at times, bringing some rain and stronger winds here. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, mainly north, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near northeast Norfolk, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable later. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable, mainly northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable, mainly north, 3 or less, becoming east or southeast, then backing northeast later, 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly, veering westerly later near Land's End, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, except in far east. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Bristol Channel. Rain at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near St David's Head. Fair, then occasional rain in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast, but mainly northeast in Solway Firth, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northeast 3 or less, veering east or northeast, then southeast later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeasterly, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in north. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles, north 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly northwest 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of another day here on Radio 4. I hope we helped keep you toasty tonight. Thank you so much for listening with me. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very safe and peaceful one. It's good night from me, or as we say on the Isle of Man, Evie.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC. Today we're live in Toronto and Beijing. As the wildfires in Los Angeles continue to burn, they could cost $50 billion.
I've covered wildfires in California since the earliest days of my career, and I don't remember anything quite like the firestorms raging across Southern California tonight.
I've been talking to a restaurant owner in Malibu.
Our business burned to the ground. The fire was so intense with the wind that they really didn't have a prayer of getting a handle on it.
Also on the way, why TikTok could be on borrowed time in the US, how Lebanon's new president can start to rebuild the economy, and why some Canadians want to boycott Donald Trump's inauguration. Those stories in Business Matters from the BBC World Service after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Up to 5,000 buildings have now been destroyed in just one of the fires burning through Los Angeles. Officials said the Eaton blaze in the east of the Californian city was growing. Firefighters have had better luck with smaller blazes, including one that had threatened the heart of Hollywood. As concerns over looting grow, 400 National Guard members have been deployed to free up police. Our correspondent in Los Angeles is Peter Bowes.
The Palisades fire, which is now estimated to cover about 60 square kilometres, it is continuing to grow at a disturbing rate. And the reason for that is gusty winds are continuing. It's not the hurricane force winds that we've had over the last few days. The Eden fire, as it's called, that's a local landmark. It's covering areas of Pasadena and Altadena, much further inland than the Palisades fire. It is also 0% contained.
The Venezuelan opposition says its leader, Maria Corina Machado, has been freed after a brief detention. Ms. Machado was held in Caracas after she emerged from hiding to lead protests against President Nicolas Maduro's disputed inauguration on Friday. A Vente Venezuela movement said she was forced to film several videos. In one, she assures supporters that she is okay. The government says reports she was arrested were a lie. The opposition says its candidate, Edmundo González, won the presidential vote in July. Will Grant has more.
The episode comes with just hours to go before Mr. Maduro returns to power for another six-year term. In July, Mr. González's party posted evidence it said showed he won with around 70% of the vote, while President Maduro has said he won with a little over 50%, but without publishing convincing evidence to back up his claim. Brazil, Colombia, and Spain are among the nations refusing to recognize the legitimacy of Mr. Maduro's